really be? That stuff we're sending skyward isn't going all the way. Just floating like a blanket underneath that we all. And welcome back to the Green Front. I'd like to say, and I pride myself on getting the latest environmental news on the program. We were just talking with Lori Johnson about the impact on the ski industry if climate change continues unabated, a story in the New York Times today. And just today, a new solar tech startup is rolling out its services, and we're going to be speaking with the CEO in just a second of this new technology. Increasingly, the price of solar panels is coming down, and it's getting easier than ever with upfront cost being minimal because of leasing options. Many solar companies are offering that, and so you can no longer say you can't afford it, because it really does make sense when you look at the fact that you're paying about the same, if not less, than you would be to your local utility with that leasing upfront option. And now there's even another more exciting development, I would say, or equally exciting, I should say, and that is that you can assess your solar needs and costs from the comfort of your own home at your own computer, and that is being made possible by a new company called GeoStellar, and the CEO, David Levine, is joining us now. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me.
So tell us why you decided that this was something that was needed as a next step in really, you know, scaling up the use of solar panels in this country.
Well, everybody has a place to go on the internet if they want to search. You know, you just go to Google, and if you want to socialize, you go to Facebook. If you want to shop, you go to Amazon. And we felt that one of the most important things you can do is protect the environment, lower your electricity costs by going solar. So we just wanted to give people that one place to go instead of calling four or five different companies. Just go to GeoStellar, type in your address, and have everything you need to go solar.
And when you say everything you need, what exactly will they get? That certainly sounds simple enough.
Well, the first thing is, in very big numbers, exactly how much you will save the first year and how much you'll save over the course of the 25 years that your panels should supply you with solar electricity. Then you can click another button and see how much energy you'll produce, and another button that shows you how much of how much carbon you'll reduce from changing from conventional electricity to solar electricity. Then, once you're convinced, hopefully that will be compelling, you can push a button and get connected to the various installers who serve your area. Some of those are local contractors, some of those are national firms, some of those are regional firms, but we provide all that information, and instead of waiting for three different companies to come out and measure your roof, you can communicate with them all online and compare the proposals and make a decision.
Well, that does sound very comprehensive and tempting. And will you be having options in there that include the leasing option as well as traditional just buying the panels?
Yes. The financing is one of the most important innovations in the industry now. So we include information on the various loans and leasing options as well as power purchase agreements. So that can be part of your decision. What's interesting is, without a comparison shopping system like we've put together, homeowners have been getting different quotes for solar leases without necessarily knowing how to compare them. So one might say you'll save $10 a month, another $20 a month, another $50 a month, and they're all based on different assumptions. One will assume that your utility rates are going to go up 7% over the next 20 years. Another will assume they'll go up 3%, or that prices for SRECs, which are the renewable energy credits, will stay stable or they'll decline. What we try and do is really educate that homeowner that it's really simple, but behind it there are a lot of complex mathematics, and we really try and educate that homeowner so that they're really happy with the decision over the course of the next 20 years and not just tomorrow.
I think that's key, that people know that they're comparing apples to apples and oranges to oranges. And I think the complexity factor is, you know, an obstacle for many people. I mean, I'm a big proponent of solar. I've been covering the Green Beat on radio for 15 years, and when we looked into solar panels, and also the industry keeps changing, and the options, both financial and technological, keep improving. It can be overwhelming.
Exactly, and that's what's nice. If you go online and you see that it's not right for you now, you can leave your email address and the system will notify you as soon as the incentives are good enough in your area, prices have dropped enough, or the utility rates have increased enough where all of a sudden solar is profitable for you. So we're really monitoring all that closely. It's also really fun for us because on the back end, we've applied a lot of the same technologies that are used by the military and the government for real research programs, it's one of the most ambitious data processing programs ever done. We get data off the same planes that fly for Google and Microsoft. We crunch all these numbers, and what comes out at the end is something that just looks really simple, and it's actually really beautiful when you look at your house and you see exactly how much sunlight hits every part of the roof. But in the background, we've removed a tremendous amount of complexity from what not just the homeowner, but what even the solar installer would have to go through to figure out exactly how much you'll produce.
So you use 3D geomapping models of the sunlight and how much you'll get, bearing in mind, I guess, trees and other obstacles to the roof. Do you use Google Earth technology, or have you created your own? How is this possible for you to map this all out when you're so far away from the homeowner?
Yeah, well, we have been working on this for 3 years. We've been fortunate that we've found some good friends and neighbor investors, and then raised money from some of the large energy companies and remote sensing companies. But yeah, we invented all the technology ourselves. We do get source data from companies that fly airplanes for Google that take actually these. They take 2D images, and we assemble those into 3D images. And we see the slope and the orientation of the roof facets and the trees, how much shading there is. We actually got some calls right after Sandy came through, some emails from people who knew what we were working on, and they said, well, we just lost a big tree out front. Are you going to remap all of this?
Oh, my God, that's a good and bad news, huh? Bad and good news.
Exactly. We get our source data. The planes only fly over once a year, so, hopefully people, if there is a big tree and it's gone down, they'll still push the button and get a solar system on their roof because we might have missed the fact that a tree came down.
Mm. Now, we just have a couple minutes, so let's just take a broad view for a moment. How much did the Solyndra controversy, in quotes, non-controversy, ridiculous, accusations about, Solyndra indicating the end of the solar industry being not viable, when in fact my understanding is Solyndra failed in large part because China was making cheaper technology. How much did that hurt the industry, and what's it going to take to recover from that misinformation campaign?
Well, that's a great question. It really hurt us personally. We were actually ready to close a deal with a major venture capital firm when all of a sudden the non-issue of Solyndra was in all the papers, and they suddenly said, well, maybe we don't understand solar very well.
Oh.
And they backed away from the deal. I completely agree with you that Solyndra failed for a lot of the same reasons that proprietary computer companies failed in the early days. Who's using the DEC Alpha chip anymore? It became standardized on cheaper technologies that might not have been as efficient, but getting it out there for less per watt is growing the U.S. solar market in leaps and bounds. So American companies are innovating on financing, they're innovating on installation, they're innovating on marketing, and we're going to be able to grow the solar industry just like we did the microelectronics industry by letting China manufacture the hardware.
And what's the upside possibility of solar? If we really did everything we could, which we're not, to scale it up, what's the most that could happen, the best case scenario, just in terms of the industry keeping up with demand, if there was as much demand as there should be?
Yeah, we've just created a couple infographics. We're just working on those where we're actually looking what would happen today if there was a growth rate of a certain percent versus another percent, where people wind up going online. And I believe it really is a marketing problem. As soon as people discover that there is no downside for them going solar, and because Americans are competitive, they realize that the person right around the corner, because of the orientation of their roof, does not have as good solar, then that will even motivate them more to show off their solar arrays and do a one-upsmanship over the Joneses around the corner.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, exactly. So I do think this is going to be, another trendy, just something that everybody's going to have. And the numbers are going to be incredible. And we just ran some numbers that Los Angeles County would save $10 billion if every usable part of all the rooftops installed solar panels all today.
Wow.
They would save $10 billion.
A roof is a terrible thing to waste. David Levine, we're out of time.
Yes,
thank you so much. I encourage people to check him out at geostellar.com. That does it for this edition of the show. If you missed part of it, please go to thegreenfront.com or prn.fm, where the archives are always there. Thanks for joining me. Have a great green week.